When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Criticizing and call me pison, I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. The rag you're chewing must be a ruin. Keep right on knocking, keep right on mocking. My rocking chair ain't rocking, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do it? No, you don't. Will you do it? No, you won't. When there's any work into it, I'm the one that's gotta do it. When it's raining, who's the fella? Uses up the whole umbrella. Selfish as a man can be.
No matter what you say, I still suits me.
You don't make money.
I know that, honey.
I never see none.
Ain't gonna be none. But that don't worry me none, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. I may be no good, no good for your good. I may be lifeless, but with one wife less, my life would be more strifeless, yes siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't.
Always imitate me and always aggravate me. Then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expecting me to love you too.
No matter what you say, I think you.
Ah, the lovely and resonant voices of Paul Robeson and Elizabeth Welch. They suit each other, and they certainly suit this program. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM, out here in Southampton, New York. Now, that is a very beautiful song, which you may or may not know. It's written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, but it's written for the film version of Showboat from 1936. And tonight, we have the Oscar Awards happening, the Academy Awards happening over in Los Angeles and Hollywood. So to celebrate that event, today's show is called, I haven't decided exactly, either Filmland Filler or Hollywood Helper. Maybe you'll send in cards and letters and pick one. But the basic idea is we all know there are many Hollywood adaptations of Broadway musicals that cut great songs from the scores, everything from Babes in Arms to Cabaret. But today we're going to focus on those Hollywood versions of Broadway shows that had new material written for the Hollywood version by the original composers. Does that make sense? A little complicated, but I hope you'll work with me on this. Okay, so we heard a song written for the film version of Showboat by its original creators, for Paul Robeson and originally Hattie McDaniel. Now we're going to go to another Hammerstein Kern song, which won the Academy Award, I think in 1941, The Last Time I Saw Paris. Now this was a one-off song written by Kern and Hammerstein that was interpolated into the film version of Lady Be Good, which had practically nothing to do with the Gershwin's Lady Be Good from 1924, but it yielded a beautiful song that not only captured the spirit of a nation almost at war, but captured an Academy Award. Here is Ann Southern from the original soundtrack of Lady Be Good.
Companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they changed, happy hours and people who shared them. Old women selling flowers in markets at dawn. Children who applauded Punch and Judy in the park. And those who danced at night and kept our Paris bright, till the town went dark. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, remember her.
a lovely version by Ann Southern from the film of Lady Be Good, an original song interpolated into that film. And Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein won the Academy Award, and tonight, as we know, is the Academy Awards. But interestingly, Kern felt guilty because it was a song already written and interpolated into the film, and he lobbied to have the rules changed. So now, ever since 1941, every winner of an Oscar for Best Song has to be originally written for the musical, I mean for the film itself. And we'll look at the ramifications of that on down the line. Another strange outlier is a great song from High Society, a film with a great score by Cole Porter that was originally written, for the 1939 Du Barry Was a Lady, and he recrafted it for the unique and wonderful talents of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. So here's a sort of semi-original song written by Cole Porter for the score to High Society. Take it away, Frank and Bing. You do a fabulous job. Well, did you ever?
I have heard among this clan you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks.
What broads.
What furs, what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brand.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack.
Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
I'm going to have a drink.
I may have a bit of the bubbly myself.
I'm going to dance.
Don't get hurt.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland. La 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 la.
We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like ba-ba-rum, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swell again, elegant party. This is.
And welcome to the Swell Again Elegant Party that is Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at what I call Hollywood Helper, songs written by the original composers for the film versions of their Broadway musicals. And obviously by the 1950s, Frank Sinatra, whom we just heard, was one of the great, 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 if not the greatest popular performer in America. So when he did the film version of Guys and Dolls, playing Nathan, not Sky Masterson, but that's another story for another time, they had to write a couple of numbers for him. So Frank Lesser wrote a great ballad for the character of Nathan, who sings practically nothing in the original show, called Adelaide. So, take it away, Frank Sinatra as Nathan Detroit.
Speech, Nathan.
Speech!
Sure, give us a little speech.
Yeah!
Speech! Speech. Speech.
Unaccustomed as I am to getting married, I am taking this occasion here to say that me and Adelaide are finally naming the day. Though she knows deep in her heart I'm a phony and I'm a fake, she wants 5 children to start. 5's a difficult point to make, but Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice, give up cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice. So gentlemen, deal me out, do not try to feel me out, I got no more evenings free. Since Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance. Talk about your long shots, taking a chance on me. Adelaide, Adelaide,
ever-loving Adelaide,
is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice,
give up the cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice.
So gentlemen, deal me out, do not try to feel me out,
you got no more evenings free.
You may scratch me. Since Adelaide,
Adelaide,
ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance.
Talk about your long shots, taking a chance
on me.
Well, I would say the smart money is on Frank Sinatra. He appeared in many film adaptations of Broadway musicals. Among the most beloved is the 1950 On the Town, which, while it's a fine film in many ways, bears faint resemblance to the original version, particularly because the Leonard Bernstein score was almost entirely gutted. Supposedly Arthur Freed at the MGM unit found Bernstein's music to be, quote, Stravinsky stuff and too complicated for an audience, which I find absurd. At any rate, Roger Edens contributed music to a title number with lyrics by Comden and Green. So let's have a listen to the rarely heard title number to On the Town with Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and introduced by Jules Munchen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off on a lark. I've got one suggestion before we embark. There are lots of nice things to do in the dark, but let's not go rowing in Central Park. Whoa, 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 we're going on the town.
New York,
we're riding on a rocket.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
gonna really sock it. Because tonight's the night. We're going on a toot. We're gonna raise a riot. The Brooklyn Bridge, we'll buy it. And hit the heights tonight. Get high as kites tonight. East side, west.
We're going on the town.
she look sweet?
What did we leave it for?
What are we doing on shore? We're simply crazy about the Navy.
How's that?
We love it more than we can say.
How nice.
We get lots of good fresh air.
Uh-huh.
The ocean is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we hate to get leave and go away.
It's just so touching. Hear them say, hate to get a leave and go away. Hate to leave the ship where life is play all the live long day.
Just think what we could be doing today.
We could be swabbing the decks, sweeping the bunks with the broom. We could be shoveling tons of coal down in the boiler room. Got news, we got those shore leave blues.
It's just so touching, hear him sob. He wants a pretty little deck to swab, polish up the railing and the knob. Poor unhappy guy.
Oh, we got news, we got the shore leave.
Especially me. I miss the chow.
And that's not all, my friends. Just think of this.
Travel.
Adventure.
See the world.
Well, there you have the title number to the film On the Town, written music by Roger Edens. I don't know about you, but I think that that number isn't even as good as the worst number in the Broadway musical On the Town, score by Leonard Bernstein, but that's just me. You would think Rodgers and Hammerstein had very little to say in terms of readapting things once there was a Hollywood version of their Broadway successes, but 'tis not the case. When the film of South Pacific was made in 1958, they put a song back in that had been cut from the original production in New Haven. It's a lovely song sung by Lieutenant Cable to Nellie Forbush in the second act when both of them are realizing the after effects of their roots of prejudice in America and what happens when that gets brought to the South Pacific. So, from the film of the musical of that very same name, here is Bill Lee singing for John Kerr and Mitzi Gaynor, My Girl Back Home.
My girl back home, I'd almost forgot a blue-eyed kid. I liked her a lot. We got engaged. Both families were glad. And I was told by my uncle and dad that if I were clever and able, they'd make me a part of a partnership. Cable, Cable, and Cable. How far
Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, MJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tonkinese. Princeton, NJ, how far are they?
How far are they?
From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tonkinese.
To be out in the world, to be free, my heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never did. Now here I'm facing adventure, then why am I so scared? Captain with 7 children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance. Face my mistakes without defiance. Show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best. I have confidence they'll put me to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind. And all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me. With each step I am more certain everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. In confidence alone. Oh, help. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
That, of course, was the ever-confident Julie Andrews singing a song from the film version of The Sound of Music, which was not written in the original Broadway production. And as many of you know, the lyrics to that song were written not by Oscar Hammerstein, but by Richard Rodgers, the composer, because the film was made 5 years after Oscar passed away. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And this afternoon, we're looking at what I call Hollywood Helper, songs written by original composers for the film version of the Broadway musical songs that weren't in the original Broadway musical. Does that make sense? I hope so, because tonight is the Oscar Awards, and this is our way of celebrating that annual event that also celebrates great music of film. And we're pleased to do so out of our studios here at WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting in Southampton. Well, one thing that happens is after these film editions, these Filmland fillers, as I call them, get known and appreciated by the public, when the shows get revived, the original shows get revived, they sometimes put these songs back in. So here is a beautiful song, I think the best thing that Rodgers wrote music and lyrics for ever, Something Good, which he wrote for the film of Sound of Music, which was interpolated into a 1981 London production. And here is Petula Clark and Michael Jaston to sing it. Well, Richard Rodgers certainly did something good when he wrote that song for the film of The Sound of Music, beautifully rendered on the stage by Petula Clark. The film of Funny Girl is a strange amalgam because this, by now, Barbra Streisand was a huge star, and some of the songs that Fanny Brice originally sang in the 20s that weren't in the stage musical got interpolated into the film version. Is that too complicated? But at any rate, Julie Stein and Bob Merrill went back to the piano and created a great title number for Babs herself, singing about what it is to be a funny girl. Here is Barbra Streisand singing the title number of her Academy Award-winning role. Speaking of Academy Awards, Barbra Streisand.
Funny. Did you hear that? funny. Yeah, the guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me, I just keep them in stitches, doubled in half. And though I may be all wrong for the guy, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny when the laugh is over and the joke's on you. A girl ought to have a sense of humor. That's one thing you really need for sure when you're a funny girl. The fella said a funny girl. Funny. How it ain't so.
Now
Those, of course, were the eight-cylinder chops of Liza Minnelli singing Maybe This Time. And devout followers of the film of Cabaret will remember her knocking that one out of the ballpark in the movie. But what I didn't know until very recently is that Candor and Ebb wrote that song for her, I think in 1963 or 1964. So when that song was interpolated into the film of Cabaret by Candor and Ebb, it had already been assigned and delivered and identified with Liza Minnelli. Well done. Well, let's go into the late 70s when Broadway musicals got a kind of resurgence with the film version of Grease, which added songs from the period to the original Broadway score, but a couple of songs that became standards and found their way back into revivals of the Broadway show. So, with the original cast of Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta from the soundtrack, here is You're the One That I Want. Indeed. That was the song from Grease that raised that soundtrack to number one on the Billboard charts. Well, it's become a fashion now, if a Broadway show is adapted to a Hollywood film, to write an original song for it so it can, in fact, be nominated. You'll remember earlier in the broadcast, I mentioned that Jerome Kern thought that should be a good idea, that Academy Awards should only go to songs written directly for films. And here are two. First one won the Academy Award. Here's Madonna singing, I think, a very nice, smart new song for the film of Evita, which reunited Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. And then we'll segue into Cinema Italiano, sung by Kate Hudson from the movie Nine. But first, Madonna.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all, you believed in me, I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say. Scared to confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me.
Yeah!
That was Kate Hudson from the film version of Nine. I don't know. I don't know if that was a great addition. I might have preferred Mambo Italiano with Rosemary Clooney. Anyway, tonight is the Oscars, so we are celebrating those songs written for movies by the original Broadway composers for the film adaptations of their shows. Here's a song I love. Again, Kernan Hammerstein went back to the mat, as it were, to create new material for the 1936 film of Showboat. It's such a beautiful song that it frequently gets interpolated into current-day revivals. Here are the originals. Irene Dunne. Was there anyone more lovely and transcendent in movies who could also sing like a angel? I don't think so. And Alan Jones singing I Have the Room Above Her from Showboat.
She doesn't know I love her. How could she know I love her? Sitting in her room below. Sitting in her room below, how could she dream? How far a dream could go? Sometimes we meet, she smiles, and oh, her smile's divine. It's such a treat to hear her say, hasn't the weather been fine? I blush and stammer badly. My heart is beating madly. Then she goes into her room. And I go sadly up to mine. Lover more impetuous than I would say his say or know the reason why. But when I get my chance, I let my chance go by. I have the room above her. She doesn't know I love her. How could she know I love her? Sitting in her room below. Sitting in her room below. How could she dream? How far a dream could go?
Sometimes we meet, he smiles, and all his smiles divine. It's such a treat. Badly, my heart is beating madly. Then he goes up to his room, and I go sadly into
Thanks for sharing Hollywood versions of Broadway musicals. Here is my favorite song ever, written originally just for a film based on a Broadway musical. It's from the film of A Little Night Music, and in this case, it's sung by the wonderful Audra McDonald, The Glamorous Life. Enjoy the Oscars tonight. Thanks.
Keep the house and sweep the parlor, mend the clothes. ordinary wise. Make the beds and bake the pies and wither on the vine. That line. Dying by inches every night, what a glamorous life. Brought on by winches to recite, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers never get the flowers, and ordinary mothers never get the joys. Ordinary mothers couldn't cough for hours maintaining their poise. Sandwiches only, but she eats what she wants when she wants. Sometimes it's lonely, but she meets many handsome gallants. Ordinary mothers don't live out of cases, but ordinary mothers don't go different places, which ordinary mothers can't do. Being mothers all day, minds away in a play, and she's realer than they. What if her brooch is only glass and her costumes unravel? What if her coach is second class? She at least gets to travel. And sometime this summer, meaning soon, she'll be traveling to me. Sometime this summer, maybe June, I got a new place you'll see. Ordinary daughters may think life is better with ordinary mothers near them when they choose, but ordinary daughters seldom get a letter enclosing reviews. Gay and resilient with applause, what a glamorous life. Speeches are brilliant if they're shores, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers needn't meet committees, but ordinary mothers don't get keys to cities. No, ordinary mothers merely see their children all year, which is lovely, I hear.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.